The village of Angoon's drinking water comes from a lake held up by a beaver dam. That might sound sketchy, but the beavers are one of the reasons the city has public water. Not all Alaska towns do. For about the past 7 years, the federal dollars for Alaska's water and sewer projects has remained flat. That's a big problem in rural parts of the state, where the existing infrastructure is getting old, and the cost to replace or upgrade those systems is growing. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins visited Angoon to find out more.
This here's where the water comes up from the lake, and it goes up this way in the green pipe.
Caretaker Paul Thomas is showing me around Angoon's water treatment facility, a small rectangular building at the end of a dirt road. Metal pipes snake along the walls. Thomas says his favorite part of the job is removing the crud from the filters.
Getting these cleaned out so that I'm not getting my town sick is just doing this job, I guess, is kind of fulfilling.
Before he got this job a few years ago, Thomas says he didn't pay much attention to where Angoon's water came from. He used to keep one of those water filtration pitchers in his fridge just in case, but not anymore.
A lot of people here, I see when I go to the store, they're buying water bottles still. So I just tell them, well, hey, I drink it right out of the faucet. It's good. I make the best water in town.
But the best water in town comes at a price. One that Albert Kukesh III, who works for the city, says is growing. We take a short walk from the treatment facility to Oktaw Lake, Angoon's water source. It's a deep green color and flanked by trees. The thing that's not visible is a natural dam holding it all in, a beaver dam.
So theoretically, if that dam did break, what would happen?
The water level would drop drastically. I don't know if it would all go, but I know that it would drop. That's the million-dollar question.
Kukesh says there are some upgrades that could make Angoon's water system more reliable and affordable, like building actual levees, not just the ones created by tiny paws. There's also interest in getting solar panels for the treatment facility. Right now, the water is pumped up to it using electricity, which can be expensive since the city runs on diesel. To pay for the water treatment, Angoon uses a combination of city taxes and a yearly appropriation from the legislature. But it's still difficult for the city to break even. Part of the reason, Kukesh says, is unemployment in Angoon is high. And there's a number of people who can't afford to pay their monthly water bill.
We at the city know that because, you know, we're in the same boat as them.
The piping system that brings the water into town wasn't constructed with shutoff valves. So when someone doesn't pay their bill, the city can't shut their water off. Instead, it winds up paying the cost. Kukesh says he's not sure how much longer that can continue. If nothing changes in 2 or 3 years, Angoon might have to limit around-the-clock running water for everyone.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, we don't want to do in Angoon, but it's something that you know, we might have to do. Not something fun to think about, especially for somebody that grew up with water and flushing toilets. You know, you want to make sure that that option's always there.
There's a very large need for upgrading some of the older systems around the state, just like Angoon.
That's Bill Griffith, the facilities manager at the state's Department of Environmental Conservation. He oversees the Village Safe Water Program. About 190 small communities can't afford to fix their systems without some kind of help. Griffith says his agency has identified $1.7 billion of water and sewer projects in Alaska that need to be addressed. But every year, they only get about $60 million in state and federal funding. A drop in the bucket.
It's really just kind of a Band-Aid at this point.
He says a lot of the infrastructure in rural Alaska was built back in the 70s and 80s, constructed with federal grants and a state match. But since 2009, the congressional allocation for those projects has remained flat. President Donald Trump's budget for next fiscal year proposes zeroing out some of that grant funding. Still, Griffith says there's always the option the state legislature could put more money back in, on top of the federal match.
I don't think that's very likely given the current budget situation in Alaska. It's unlikely that they're going to make funds available in excess.
For now, Griffith says Angoon's best bet is to try to upkeep its existing water system. Unfortunately, it's not on top of the list to receive additional funds. Unlike some other places in Alaska, Angoon actually has running water. That's not the case for about 30 Alaska communities. Albert Kukesh III says, at least in the meantime, nature is providing.
You know, the beavers are still there, you know, doing their thing, but it's something that the beavers created and we've definitely taken advantage of.
For how much longer, Kukesh says he isn't sure. He jokes that beaver hunters aren't welcome in town. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Angoon.